Try to pick back up where we were last week. Remember, we had gotten, we were in Genesis chapter 1. We're headed into chapter 2. Let me find where I am here. There we go. All right, and remember, last week we were discussing God's creation of the world. God's creation of man, and we got to the beginning here, and we're discussing all this for a very good reason. I'm hoping it'll become apparent to you as we move along here. And we got into the end of chapter 1. We saw that God created man in His image. It says, male and female, He created them. And then God saw in verse 31, God saw everything that He had made, and behold, it was very good. There was evening and there was morning the sixth day. And then we get into chapter 2. And in chapter 2, we see the heavens and the earth are completed along with their entire array. God completes everything, and then in chapter 2, verse 2, God completed on the seventh day His work that He made, and He ceased on the seventh day from all His work that He made. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, or set it apart and made it holy. For on it He ceased from all His work that He had created in the purpose of preparing. Then it gives us the genealogical records of the heavens and the earth. And chapter 2 and chapter 1 of Genesis, although they are not two separate creations, okay? First off, chapter 1 is a broad, overarching discussion of the creation. This is the world, and this is how God created it, okay? And it ends with man, and we go into the seventh day. And then chapter 2, we get specific about not just the overall creation, but specific about the creation of man, the creation of the garden, creation of man. Okay, and so chapter 2, we have the Sabbath. Then we have, starting in verse 4, God builds a garden. Okay, and then in verse 7, then Adonai Elohim formed the man out of the dust from the ground, and He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. So the man became a living being. And every place it says that's Adam. Adam became, he formed. Formed him out of the dust of the earth, okay? And He breathed into him the breath of life. So the man became a living being. Then Adonai Elohim planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there He put the man whom He had formed. Then Adonai Elohim caused to sprout from the ground every tree that was desirable to look at and good for food. Now the tree of life was in the middle of the garden, and also the tree of knowledge and good and evil. A river flowed out, and it talks about the rivers that flowed out of Eden. Now, don't sit down with your map and try to figure out where Eden is. Okay? If you've done that, then there's a few things you're missing. One, the fact that God doesn't want you there.
Right.
And so you're not going to get there. And two, the world we live in now is not this world. Okay? Remember, this is all pre-Genesis chapter 3. This is also pre-flood. Okay? So this is not the world we know. So don't try to make the world as it was created, try to associate that exactly with the world that we know. The world that we know is very different. Okay? Verse 15, then Adonai Elohim took the man and gave him rest in the Garden of Eden in order to cultivate and watch over it. Then He commanded the man, saying, from all the trees of the garden you are welcome to eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you must not eat. For when you eat of it, you most assuredly will die. Okay, so we've got this guy here. We got two trees. Actually, we got lots of trees. We got lots of stuff in there, but we've got two specifically. We've got, yes, they're named. We have the tree of life and the tree of good and evil. Okay? Then in verse 18, God starts to do something. Now this is basically the end of chapter 1 of Genesis expanded for us. Then Adonai Elohim said, "It is not good for the man to be alone. Let me make a well-matched helper for him." Adonai Elohim had formed from the ground every animal of the field and every flying creature of the sky, so he brought them to the man to see what he would call them. Whatever the man called them, each living creature, that was its name. So the man gave names to all the livestock and to the flying creatures of the sky and to all the animals of the field. But for the man, he did not find a well-matched helper for him. Then Adonai Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall on the man, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up its flesh in its place. Then Adonai Elohim built the rib. And the Hebrew word there is bana. It is different than the word we have in Genesis 1:1 of creation. Bana means you take something and you build from it. Okay? This is not a new creation. Okay? It's not a new creation. It's altering something that already is. It's bana. Okay? Adonai Elohim bana. He built the rib which he had taken from the man into a woman. Then he brought her to the man. And the man said, "This one at last is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. This one is called woman, for from man she was taken, this one." Actually, what he says is, this one I'm calling Isha because she came from Ish. This is the first time, besides this here in chapter 1, where he says male and female, he created them. Okay? That's the first time you have male and female actually mentioned. But the term is Ish and Isha. This is not male. Okay? That's mankind. This is human. Humankind, mankind. Okay? Now, it is the name, it is also the name of someone who is a male. Okay? But ask yourself this question before we go any further. And it's important because we need to clarify a misconception that has been around for thousands of years. What do you notice here that's different about the creation of woman? God creates, we've got Ha'adam, the man, the human, right? And God takes him, puts him to sleep, and he takes from his side, he takes part of him, and he creates Isha, the woman, the female, right? It also means wife, okay? Creates a wife for him. What is the difference between that and what was done before? He didn't breathe the breath of life into her. Now, there was a very messed up teaching that came about thousands of years ago by some of the rabbis that this means that women do not have a soul. Okay? Because, okay, why do you say ooh? Because, right, and why do you say ooh? Because, do women have souls?
Yes.
Why do women have souls?
Because I'm part of God.
How do I know that women have souls?
The Bible says so.
Where does it say so?
He made Adam and a living soul, and I'm part of God.
Is God? Are you? Okay, but he didn't breathe the breath of life into you. Into Adam. So you're a part of Adam.
And biologically, a rib is a flat bone, which means that it produces blood. And blood, the life is in the blood.
Very good.
Thank you.
Very good. The life of a thing is in the blood. That's biblical.
Yes.
Okay? So it's not just our opinion that women have soul. And the reason I said, ooh, why do you say that, is because it doesn't matter what my opinion is. Okay, what matters is what God says. And it doesn't matter what the world says. It matters what God has said. Notice something interesting here. In the creation of Eve, Adam, the first, he loses something. He loses more than a rib. He loses much more than a rib. When God made this, that he's complete. Okay? No. We're not in chapter 3 yet. That's important. We're not in chapter 3 yet. And it's funny that you bring that up, because we see everything in light of what happens in chapter 3. Our whole perception of everything is colored by that. It's like we have, like Paul said, we see through a glass darkly. We have these blinders over us that's going to take place in chapter 3. But right now, we're not in chapter 3. God created, it was good, He created a complete person here. When He takes from this to make two, this, when we get Ish and Isha, something is taken away. Has to be. Something has to be taken. Something is taken. It's more than just flesh and bone that's taken away. Because the life that God breathed in, the spirit that God breathed in to make something, you notice He doesn't breathe the breath of life into dogs and cats. Okay, this is something totally different. Made in the image of God, okay, it's completely to have the whole, now to have the complete whole made in the image of God, you have to have the two. Hang on. You have to have the two, because we've got Ish and we got Isha. Okay? It's an H. God removes more than just a bone, because you've got a complete person here. And God doesn't breathe new life in there, right? So you have a division. It's not like you split down the middle. And I'm not saying that the physical form of what was made first was neither male nor female. Because his physical form does not change, except for the fact that he loses part of that. But there's something that is lost from Adam, more than a rib. Because in order for God to make man in His own image, God's really going to make man in His own image. We have Elohim, okay? And we talked about this last week, where we have the Father, okay? And we have the Son. This is how we explain, okay, who He is, right? And we have the Spirit, right? God makes male, and it says in verse 1, male and female He created them, right? In His image. Male and female. Each one of us has in us, we have a spirit, right? Amen. Okay? We have a body, right? And we have minds, or what's sometimes called a soul, right? Okay, so we are kind of three in one, right? But also in creation, in His image, the way He before chapter 3. Before chapter 3, we are in union with God, made in His image, like this, but also in communion with Him in that same image. What did God say back here? He said, I will make a helper for him. Right? Mm-hmm. A helper for him. Now, before you think that helper is not a good thing to be. Okay, who else is the helper up here? What does he say? What does he say in John chapter 14, 15 and 17? John, we're going back to John again. Remember last week we went from Genesis to John. Let's go back. John chapter 14, 15 through 17. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. I will ask the Father and he will give another helper so he may be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. John 15, 26. When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth, who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. John 16, 7. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. So who else is the Helper? So God's creating a helper for Adam. It's the same thing. It's the same thing, but it's in his image. It is like him. Okay? Who is of more importance up here? The Son, the Father, the Spirit? No, none. It's a stupid question. It's a dumb question to even ask. What, Jesus is better than the Holy Spirit? No. The Holy Spirit is better than Jesus? No. They go together. We say this all the time. They are three. They are equal. They are three, but they are one, right? That's how we try to describe it. The Spirit and the Son and the Father, this relationship here, is also what we see between God pre-chapter 3. The relationship that Elohim has with his creation is similar. We are made in that image. One is just as important as the other. And both are made in the image of God. Both are made in the image of God. Okay, that's important. This is not a second thought to this. Now, both are equal. Both are made in the image of God. But both have different roles to play. Just like with Elohim. The Spirit did not come to die for me. Right? However, I cannot know the Son or the Father without the Spirit. The Son did not come to dwell in me. He left and said, I'm sending somebody to dwell in you. But the Spirit would never come if the Son hadn't died for me. And none of this would have happened if the Father hadn't sent the Son. Okay? Why is it a big deal? Because it says here in verse 23, then the man said, This one at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This one is called woman, for from man she was taken, or Isha, because she was taken from Ish. This is why a man leaves his father and his mother and clings to his wife, and they will become Echad. Echad, one flesh. They will become Echad. Who else is Echad? Deuteronomy 6. Right. 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is Echad, is one. We are in His image. Pre-chapter 3. It doesn't mean that we are no longer in His image. But what it means is we were functioning as we were created to be. Prior to chapter 3. Now, here's something else I want you to think about. Is God male or female?
God is all. Oh, yes.
Yes, good. Yes is good. First of all, God is neither male nor female. God is spirit. And those who worship Him will worship Him in spirit and truth. He is spirit. Now, metaphorically, God is usually referred to in the male sense. God, our Father. Although you really don't hear God referred to as Father that much, I think maybe 15 times in all of the Old Testament. It's really, he comes to be known as the Father once you get into the New Covenant, because Jesus calls Him my Father. Okay? The Messiah comes to us in the form of a male. That there's no doubt about that. Okay? And the Spirit is referred to sometimes as neither. Sometimes as male, but sometimes as a neutral gender. But God also refers to Himself as a mother to Israel. In Isaiah, Deuteronomy 32, and Isaiah 66 and 42. Also in Matthew 23, what does Jesus say about Jerusalem? Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem. How I've longed to gather you like a hen gathers her chicks, right? As a mother, but you were not willing. God is neither a male or female. He's usually expressed as a male, metaphorically. But God is as much your mother as He is your Father, because He has created you. Okay? So, the reason I bring that up is because it's important that everyone understand that they are made in God's image. All of us are. You're as much God's image as I am. Bonnie is as much in God's image as I am. Okay? And really, if you want to get down to brass tacks, the two of us aren't really that much in God's, as much in God's image alone as we are when we're together. Because there are expressions of the image of God that I do not have that she does. Okay? And there are expressions of the image of God that she does not have that I have. That's why what's going to happen here in chapter 3, when we get into this next week, is so destructive. Because when we get to chapter 3, the creation is going to break this. And when the creation breaks this, the creation also breaks this. The last verse of chapter 2, verse 25. Now both of them, talking about the man and the woman, both of them were naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. Why were they not ashamed? Okay? Yes. They didn't know sin. Okay? Who walks out of the shower naked, passes by a mirror, and goes, "Ugh!" When they're by themselves, they don't, because it's just you. You're yourself. And if you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't like what you see, it's only because you're putting what someone else's idea you think might be of you on yourself. You're not ashamed to see yourself. You already know yourself. Okay? They were not ashamed because I'm looking at myself. When Adam looked at Eve, he saw himself. A part of himself was in front of him. When Eve looked at Adam, a part of herself was in front of him. They were one. And they were one with God. Okay? God could walk in the garden with them, and they didn't have to hide. It wasn't like later when we get to Sinai, when everybody's scared to death to be in front of God, right? It's completely different. So they were one. We also don't see, when we look at this prior to chapter 3, we also don't see everybody has their purpose, but we don't see a conflict in it. Okay? Because Eve's purpose, although different from Adam's, is just as important as Adam's. And Adam's purpose, though different from Eve, is not in a neither is subjugated to the other. Put it that way. What part of yourself, if you think about it, if I am one, what part of myself is lesser than the rest of me? Exactly. It makes no sense. So this is prior to chapter 3. Next week, we get into where everything from the rest of the Bible, everything from right here all the way from right here to here is completely different than this little bitty part.